Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. It's a 2 billion euro industry in Ireland, which will be showcased next week at the summer's biggest horse racing festival, the Galway Races. But a recent BBC Panorama documentary has raised questions over the welfare and care of horses after their racing career ends. The programme featured disturbing detail of thousands of horses being sent from yards in this country to Britain for slaughter, in one case at an abattoir that did not appear to be following guidelines. We can talk now to John Osborne, who's Director of Equine Welfare and Bloodstock at Horse Racing Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Osborne. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Could I ask you, what was your response when you saw that BBC Panorama programme, particularly to the way in which some horses, including, it would seem, Irish horses, were treated at that one abattoir which they filmed inside?
Yeah, it in no way reflects what we expect from the care of the horses in the industry. Some of the scenes were abhorrent to anybody in any context, and it's not anything that we would condone in any way. And we're conducting our own investigations into the exact details of it. I do think that the numbers are slightly out of proportion. From our records, 222 horses were slaughtered in British abattoirs in the year 2020, of whom less than 200 were Irish bred, and so the scale of the thing was slightly out. But in any case, what we saw was unacceptable, and we're looking into certain aspects of it where to get to the bottom of some of the detail on it. But as I say, the industry prides itself on the care of the horses. You know, we've got a huge workforce who would have been extremely let down by the scenes that they saw, and the horses we know to be kept in the best of care throughout their lives and respected in death.
To ensure the horse's welfare, you need to know where they are as they move between different owners, and eventually, if the situation arises, to a slaughterhouse to be euthanized. What is the tracing and tracking system that is available to keep track of those animals from birth to death?
Thoroughbred horses have what we've called in the past a triple lock traceability. In fact, each horse has a unique set of markings where the hair pattern is unique to every horse, just like the fingerprint in a human, and that's recorded in foals when they're very young, and that markings forms a central part of their passport. Each horse is issued with a passport. About 20 years ago, we started DNA sampling to make sure that the pedigree matched the individual, so they've got that second reassurance. And then in the last 10 years, every thoroughbred has been microchipped. Every horse is microchipped nowadays in Ireland. So they've got this triple lock identification system. And then the foal crop of 2021 also includes the advent of the e-passport, where every horse has a smart card containing all its information about its whereabouts, its responsible person, and any movement that it undertakes. So that's a huge advance in traceability for 2021 and thereafter.
So are you able to say then now how many thoroughbred animals are euthanized in Ireland each year?
Oh, yeah, we've had that number because when a horse is presented in those situations, the passport is surrendered to the passport-issuing organisation. So we've always known those numbers, and we're glad to see that those numbers have been in decline in the last few years.
And what is the latest number?
Pardon?
What is the latest number?
1,500 horses were presented for slaughter in 2020.
And then are you also able to say how many, and do you have a record of how many animals would die while they're in the yard, while they're being trained?
Again, the e-passport gives us functionality around health records and centralised data keeping. So that's a big advance for us. Specific numbers are unavailable to us nowadays, but we will have those in the future, and we'll be studying them carefully because one of the central things we do is risk mitigation and making sure that we learn from it.
Sorry to cut across you, John Osborne, but as of now, you don't know how many horses die in yards in this country each year.
We don't have that number held centrally, but I mean, each yard has several layers of healthcare. You know, every premises is served by a veterinary practice. Every horse is looked after by the highest standards of veterinary care. Mm. Some of the veterinary hospitals across the country are as sophisticated as any of our human facilities.
Yeah, but are you saying that
we're very reassured that the premises that they live on which are subject to inspection regularly, you know, are of a very high standard. Yes. And our workforce is our biggest asset. So, you know, we've 10,000
But you've said that animal welfare is a priority for horse racing in Ireland, but you're not able to say how many animals die in yards in this country each year. Do the trainers and those operating the yards have not have an obligation to report those figures to you?
Not centrally, but they are obliged to look after the horses to a high standard. And we also record the core number of horses in training. So in 2019, we had 8,949 horses in training in that calendar year, out of a population of approximately 50,000 thoroughbreds on the island. The Department of Agriculture are undergoing a census of the population of horses on the island this year. And as I say, the traceability improvements will also improve the centralised data storage.
Why does a situation arise where an animal is euthanized, and it seems in quite large numbers each year?
Well, I mean, we have a population of about almost 50,000 horses on the island. So, I mean, you know, that puts in context the numbers we're talking about. And when we mentioned the number 1,500, that's all ages. And it's an interesting dilemma, and it's not really for primetime radio, but, you know, when horses die, they do present us with a challenge. And, like, in the past, there was burial as an available option. That's no longer permitted for environmental reasons. Incineration is available in other countries. In Britain, the cost of incineration is 1,200 plus VAT sterling. You know, it's a considerable cost, and we don't have a facility in Ireland that can take that.
So those have to be exported.
Two options. One is what we call the rendering facilities, and there are about 40 licensed rendering facilities in the country. And the other option is to the meat processing industry, and there is one meat processor in Ireland that is licensed to deal with horses. So the options are limited, and it is a situation that does need to be dealt with, if you like, in a population with that number of horses on the island.
I suppose what I'm trying to establish, what I'm trying to maybe make clear, and perhaps for people who aren't familiar with the industry, is why would an animal be slaughtered, in some cases a young, healthy horse, why would it be euthanized?
Well, I mean, each individual horse is not a number. Each horse has a life story. And, you know, unfortunately, some animals are lucky to live into their 20s. Some animals succumb in the first day of life, you know. And so those numbers that we refer to include horses that are young, some are middle-aged, and some that are elderly. The average lifespan of thoroughbreds is in the mid-teens.
All right.
So, but each story is unique. And, you'd have to see what happened along the way. There are various frailties with the thoroughbred, which, you know, mean that we've seen that distal limb fracture is very difficult to treat because the horse is a poor patient. And we've seen, you know, fortune spent on trying to bring about healing, and it's difficult. But
John, this is
done.
Something, I mean, it's obviously it's a very important industry here with a sport with a huge following, and I'm sure it's something we'll come back to, but if I might, I'll leave it there just for the moment. And thanks for talking to us. That was John Osborne from Horse Racing Ireland.